This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This is a serious radio show.
Kamala got Megan Thee Stallion. Trump needs to get this guy.
This is like something that Joe Biden would do to like appeal to the Latin community, like when he held up his phone playing Bieber's Despacito.
Uh-huh.
It's like, check out this guy.
And
I think this is Spanish.
I figured this out, right? Look at me. Everybody, I got this.
I think that the story behind this, we've talked about this Chacarone story before, but that this guy had this like song and this beat.
Yeah.
And they like, I don't know if this is like lore or if this is the truth, but he was like, I got this great thing going. I don't have all the lyrics worked out yet. So they're like, we'll just produce it.
Well, yeah, it's close. The story I understand is that he had about 25% of the song figured out.
The Shakira part.
He had the beat figured out. He had kind of the way he wanted the lyrics to go. And he sent this to his record label saying it would kind of go like this. And they're like, why don't we just put this one out?
So they put it out on purpose?
I don't know if it was on purpose or whether it was leaked. Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins! A fitting intro.
Clearly it worked, though.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite songs.
Me too.
It makes me, legit makes me for real smile every time I hear it.
Can you ever eat a macaron without thinking of that song?
I've never thought of that song, eating a macaron, but I should eat a macaron right now to test the theory.
You should. And let us know. Mm-hmm. These are unspoken rules for men. These come from a pastor / motivational speaker guy who's kind of gone viral. This was showing up
in
my feed.
So the pastor is a man?
Yes, he is a man. He is an urban pastor and motivational speaker. And he has all kinds of rules here, unspoken rules that he said, let's go ahead and speak them and make them rules. I want to see whether you guys agree with these, whether you have been taught them, Brad, whether you are teaching them to your son, Annie. And I will just stand here and nod. Number one, you can tell a great deal about a person by their handshake. So make yours strong and firm. Were you ever taught that?
Firm handshake?
Yeah.
Yes.
By your dad?
Yes. Look them in the eye. Make sure that you get the thumb all the way in the wedge. Squeeze firmly, but not hard. It's not a domination thing.
Annie?
Yes, but in not so many words. We did an article one time about things you should be teaching your kids.
Okay.
And it was how to introduce yourself. And a handshake is good. You got to teach your kids how to have a respectable handshake. But
yes,
like just even participating in it is big. I don't know that you're like 12-year-old needs to make a business impression on an adult, but to be able to look somebody in the eye and to shake their hands and to understand that is very important. And I think that that is in 2024 is important for women to understand as men. I don't think it's a man thing.
I was about 12 years old when I remember learning this lesson. I was standing outside with my dad and some random HVAC guy, and he told me, the HVAC guy went to shake my hand just to be nice, you know, just to the kid. And my dad told me, no, this is how you do it. And I've always remembered that because both of them kind of had a moment, my dad and the guy, saying, yeah, this is something that needs to be taught. And I was like, ooh, I'm like, this is like a rite of passage thing. I still remember that today. Number two, proper grammar will get you far in life. Mm-hmm. Leave the foul language for the less educated.
Proper grammar and foul language are two separate things.
Yes, that's true. Let's just focus on foul language then, because I think that's the point of it.
Yeah, I don't accept it in my house for my children. I could do better.
I don't know that I've ever heard Brad say a foul word.
I probably have, but it's so...
It's infrequent.
Very infrequent.
I don't much. No. Only if I'm off air and I really need to make a pointed joke. Like I'm driving home a punchline and it works better.
For
with
emphasis.
Yeah.
It's usually in a quote if I hear it from you. You're quoting
you're
somebody
you're probably right. You're probably right.
Children should not be using that language.
Mm-hmm. Never.
But I think you're going over the poor grammar thing.
Yeah, you can't skip over
okay,
that.
Okay, fine. Let's
Andy,
talk about poor grammar.
Speak right. Speak good.
Mm-hmm. Great job.
It's so important. I correct my kids if they text me and they say like the wrong there. I'll be like, it's E-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
Because they need to know and they need to understand that it's important. And I'm not police. I'm not like going through and correcting their text messages with their friends. But when you communicate with me, use the right words. And I'm not like all hot and bothered about punctuation in text messages. But they so infrequently write that they don't have much to, it's not a practice. I think it's one of the things that the digital age has really, really hurt education is that there's so, the putting the English language into written word where you have to see it. It's not just about how you say it. It's how you write it. It's how you communicate. You will still be writing for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You'll be writing emails. You'll be writing text messages. Whatever newfangled thing comes into play next. You still have to know how to communicate through word. And you will elevate yourself above your peers when you speak correctly.
When I was in college, I actually was talking, this has been 12 years ago, and I was talking to the head of the English department, and he's like, you should be an English major. And I'm like, no, I'm not good at English. But he started telling me that he would get papers that are written where people were—
I'm not well at English.
No.
I was going to correct him too, and I couldn't make myself do it.
Correct him incorrectly.
Yeah.
But he was saying that students will write papers and they'll use the letter R instead of A-R-E. And they'll
like,
use
that's so
you.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And he was
in
he
a
was,
paper?
In a paper, yes.
At the college level.
Wow.
And he's like, it's unbelievable how bad grammar is.
So it's like they're writing in text.
Yes.
And if they, I mean, you have to think about the double space. You're a double spacer, aren't you?
I am.
It's wrong.
It is now. It wasn't when I was taught.
It's been journalistically AP style wrong.
It's changed.
For like 15 years.
I know. I was 20 years ago. I was in college.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. But I'm just saying it's not like it just happened yesterday. It's been different for a long time. It looks weird. I actually know that about you, that you're a double spacer.
It's habit. It's just habit now.
But you wonder if they go, well, we don't need a double space anymore after a period. You just need a single space after a period. In 10 years, are we like, well, you don't really need to write A-R-E. You can just write R.
I know.
We're gonna end up writing papers the way it used to look like on the cave wall.
Yeah.
But just then people like you and I are just gonna die. Like our souls will wither. Because is there anything worse than when you go back
no,
over
we won't.
An email?
We'll just be the old grouchy generation, which is the same as every other one.
Dang it, you're freaking right.
We'll just be grouchy about something else.
You're right. All right, how about this one? Always carry cash.
Time out. George wants to know about the Oxford comma. You better believe you use a comma.
Oxford comma, yes.
Anyway, go ahead.
Always carry cash.
I don't.
It's really fun when I do, though. It's like...
Oh, yeah, I do.
Is it like
guess
free
what,
money?
Guess what, guys? I got a Jackson in my pocket right now.
I got a Washington in my pocket.
Never pose with alcohol.
Smart.
Yes, I agree with that.
Why?
Because it could be used for... anything. Yep. Listen, I've lived my life as though I might run for office since I was about 12. And I have been very particular about all of those things because a little ahead of my time there because we didn't have social media when I was in high school. It was invented in college. But it doesn't matter the context. None of the context of the photo matters. The photo can say whatever somebody wants it to say. Don't give them that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. I didn't think about it in that manner. What about dress well no matter what the occasion? To me, always. Dress well, though, has changed. It doesn't have to be suit and tie.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But you have to look like you tried.
It's always okay to be the best dressed person in the room. Mm-hmm. You never, ever want to be the worst dressed person in the room. Who's that today?
Oh.
It ain't me. I got a blazer
on. No, it's never you. You're always dressed
nicer. I feel
like
it might be a tie.
Yeah, you guys are wearing like the same thing.
But I think it's Ryan because it's the hat.
I have a fancy, this is a fancy hat.
Ryan didn't want to do his hair today.
It takes too long. Mm-hmm. Come in and it's all wet, dripping down my back.
Duray Murdoch, when we come back, we're not going to talk about that. That's for sure. Let's talk about Kamala. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.